Done.
Welcome to We Are Resplendent Independent, the show that empowers women to become their own boss in life. Today we'll be talking about sexual harassment, not only in Germany, but also in other countries around the world. I think more people are affected than you thought, so stay tuned. So first of all, I wanted to tell you where sexual harassment starts for me and where it is officially starting. So I think whistling at women when they are just walking is already sexual harassment because it in fact makes them feel uncomfortable. Things that go further, like touching women or in general people, and you are not allowed to, obviously count as sexual harassment, maybe even sexual assault. In general, I always say if it makes you personally feel uncomfortable, it is sexual harassment because permission is the most important thing in topics like this. Officially, it already starts when, for example, a teacher asks which boys would help him or her to move some tables. But don't we all know that some girls can lift like twice as much as some boys? Another example is when teachers touch you without permission. And I think it's kind of weird that you can only observe situations like this when it comes to girls. I personally never saw a female teacher touching a boy randomly in class. Now that we all know what we are talking about when we continue this topic, sexual harassment, I want to tell you about some facts I came across during my research for this episode. What does this mean? Right, daily facts round. So, did you know that 1 in 5 women from the US experience completed or attempted rape in her lifetime? Like, imagine that 20% of all women in the US had to let themselves endure this horrible experience. Second fact is that 1 in 3 American women experienced this at the age of 11 to 17. You all know I'm 16, so in the US it wouldn't be weird for me to say that a boy or man tried to rape me. I'm getting goosebumps saying this, not gonna lie. The third and last fact of today's episode is the fact that the lifetime cost of rape is $122,461, which means that a victim loses this much money because of this fate. Daily facts round, end. At this point, I want to tell you that if you are affected by any kind of sexual harassment making you feel uncomfortable, you can always ask for help and tell people you love about how you feel. If that makes you feel uncomfortable, you can call the number linked in the description box to talk to a stranger about your problems, because you are important, and never forget that. TT, title time! So the title of today's episode is Are You Proud of Those 97%? So what does this mean? Maybe you saw the trend on TikTok where everyone was posting TikToks just saying 97% and putting a weird horror movie soundtrack behind it. It actually comes from a survey done in England asking whether the women have experienced sexual harassment once in their lifetime, such as being whistled at. The crazy thing for me is that 97% are only the people literally admitting it. Means that it is guessed that even 99% actually experienced this but are either not aware of that or ashamed. The critical thing about this 97% thingy are people thinking they have to belong to this big group. Saying no could make you feel like an outsider. I guess being an outsider has never been this good. So next up we have the topic catcalling. So first of all, the definition. Catcalling defines whistling, talking and yelling at women. Some people say that this is just meant as a compliment, but in the majority of cases it makes the woman feel uncomfortable. Examples that I experience are just men whistling at me, literally shouting things like "Hello, young lady," out of their car, or even asking stuff like "Where can I get women like you?" Crazy, right? I'm interested in your story, so it would be cool if you tell me some of your catcalling experiences in the comments. I should have probably answered stuff like "Hello, you weird, disgusting man," but in situations like this, I'm just staying there wondering why men still refuse to believe that catcalling exists. So, short information for you guys from Germany. In Germany, we had 82,000 cases of sexual offenses that were reported in 2020, and these are just the official numbers. So now I have two debates I want to talk about. Men are getting really creative when they're trying to defend themselves being offended by women saying that a lot of men are abusers. The most common arguments are, men are also affected by sexual harassment and assault, like, Johnny, how old are you, 10? Not a single woman that fights against sexual abuse automatically denies that men are also affected. So yes, you are affected, but that's not the point. Another good one is, not all men are corporates. Yes, honey, we never said that. Women say that they are more affected because of debates like women are the weaker gender and other arguments about sexism and equality. Men are taking advantage of women because of the still existing reduction to the external. So what do we learn? Yes, men are affected, and yes, not all men become a culprit, but in this case it is more important to stand in for women since men are significantly less affected. Next up, the hashtag MeToo debate. So this debate is the most controversial one because of the hundred of sites there are. The most common pro-arguments are the debate strengthens the sense of community, it helps victims to get over what happened to them in the past, or that it is a great opportunity to spread awareness. Perhaps you heard from France and the big world this debate plays there. The hashtag MeToo debate gets criticized a lot. The most common counter-arguments are the debate spreads hatred of men, it generalizes and downplays crimes and criminal actions in general because nearly everything is counted as sexual harassment, and it is only used for attention-seeking. And last but not least, our favorite. Men are just flirting, and my favorite part, women do that as well. In my opinion, the debate does make sense, but it in fact downplays other crimes. I would also love to hear your opinion about this, so comment this episode or write me a direct message on Instagram. For people who are even more interested in this debate, it is important to say that the hashtag MeToo movement is also described as the new Puritanism, which means that our whole culture and generation is getting too serious, more afraid, and hypermoral. If you want to read more about that, I linked a website in the description. Done. I think it is fair to say that you basically can keep a look at all of these different debates and sites when it comes to the topic sexual harassment. I would just say that it is important to spread awareness, but without presenting women as weak and not able to defend themselves. And we always have to remember that also men are affected by this and that they are not less relevant in this problem. So no hatred of men, more like hatred of sexual harassment in general and every person that has done this to another. What I want to say is we have to fight against sexual harassment and not against men. So, I guess thanks for listening to me just talking about some serious topics this time. I would highly appreciate if you subscribe to my Instagram at resplendentindependent if you enjoyed the podcast, and as always you can leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are hearing this right now. Next week we have a special guest, which you all might know from Instagram already, and we are going to talk about being left from your husband as a woman in this world. So make sure to listen next week, Wednesday at 6 PM CST as usual. Bye, I love you all, and remember to stay bossy. Done.